None but the hungry heart. 11:2. Resting in his rest. Now the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10 verse 38. Until we grow beyond the childish realm of sight and feelings, we cannot go forward, up and down, and sideways, but not forward. Our Father wants us in the place where we do not depend upon feelings, where, though we do not behold him, though we do not sense him, we shall endure as beholding him who is invisible. He wants us where we can trust him through darkness and apparent separation as unflinchingly as in light and fellowship, where we know that his banner, love, is always floating over us, though it is so dark that we cannot see it. There is no grace in delighting in the presence and favour of the Father when they are resting consciously and continuously upon us, for this rejoicing comes from sight and feelings. But there is precious grace in the delight which is not dependent upon his favours, nor upon our enjoyment of them, but which is wholly dependent and has its source in the Father's explicit word and his eternal faithfulness. When circumstances seem impossible, when all signs of grace in you seem at their lowest ebb, when temptation is fiercest, when love and joy and hope seem well nigh extinguished in your heart, then rest, without feeling and without emotion, in the Father's faithfulness. Abide in the fact that he loves you infinitely, and even now is working in you faithfully, and honour him and put the enemy to flight by taking to yourself the words of Job, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." "I have prayed for thee," says the one who lives ever to make intercession for us, "that thy faith fail not." Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Hebrews 10 verse 35.